At the time that I'm getting this recorded, this is the latest. In unrelated instances of business as usual, cops in Minnesota and Louisiana shot and killed black men for no reason, except for the fact that that's what cops do. Then, at least 5 cops were killed and several more were injured in Dallas, in what seems to be a revenge shooting. But wait, there's more. There's also been shootouts with police in Georgia and Tennessee. Exciting times. So look, I think it's time that we revisit the topic of what we ought to do about police shootings. The last time I dealt with the topic, I ended the segment by saying, guns don't kill people, cops do. Save lives, kill cops. And just to be clear here, I didn't know you were really going to do it. If I knew it was this easy, I would have given you cannibal maniacs whole laundry list of people to shoot. For real, the civilized world is full of them. But I digress. I have to say, I hope what I'm saying doesn't sound insensitive. I have to say that because the team of attorneys in New York said it improves the odds of keeping the FCC off our backs if I throw in that kind of insincere disclaimer. So I did. Now let's get to the fun part. There's a lot to untangle here. First, the police shootings in Louisiana and Minnesota. As I understand it, one victim was unarmed and the other one was not. I have also heard it implied that the armed victim was a convicted criminal or something. So there's an analysis that's distinguishing the innocent victim from the one who is not. I've got a problem with that. All cops work for the oppressor. All cops are bastards. All their victims are innocent. Period. We can't be distinguishing between who we're going to defend from the oppressor from who we're not. Second, to the killing of cops. Despite what I've said for purposes of entertainment, I have to point out that killing 5 cops is not the solution to the problem. Killing all of them is the solution to the problem. I don't think anyone saw this coming. The cops in Dallas certainly didn't. You know the last thing to go through their minds? Slugs, the size of your thumb. Third, to the further shootings in Tennessee and Georgia. There's no indication yet as to whether these are cases of cops killing black people or cases of black people killing cops, but we can hope for the latter. Having said all of that, you can be sure that there will be no anti-cop violence here in Ohio. Sad, but there's a long history of letting cops get away with murder. There was the incident where cops shot unarmed brown people 124 times in their car. Then there was Tamir Rice in Cleveland, and then another young boy in Cincinnati gunned down by cops for playing with a toy sold in the store where he was shot. Hardly any protests occurred, even after prosecutors refused to charge their bowling team members as child killers. In fact, people didn't get outraged in Ohio until cops in Cincinnati killed a lowland gorilla at the Cincinnati Zoo. The death of Harambe caused white folks to come out of the woodwork to protest and hold candlelight vigils and sign petitions. So based on all of that, you won't see anyone in Ohio wilding out against the cops. For somebody black to gain the sympathy of white folks in Ohio, he'll have to get shot wearing a big hairy gorilla suit after dragging one of their dumb kids around by the leg. But it appears that folks everywhere else are fed up. The craziest thing I saw today, a congressman speaking for the Congressional Black Caucus came out in response to the killing of cops to request a ban on assault rifles. I couldn't believe it. Still can't. Keep in mind, the Congressional Black Caucus doesn't want to take the assault rifles from the cops. The Black Caucus wants to disarm the people who are being shot by cops. Shouldn't this be the one time the black Democrats support legislation to expand the availability of assault rifles? Instead of holding a press conference, that congressman should have been driving a truck filled with loaded AR-15 rifles through downtown Baltimore and handing them out. These are his kids and grandkids used for target practice by those who oppress and enslave. Unbelievable. At the same time, President Obama was on TV saying that affirming that black lives matter doesn't mean that blue ones don't. Well, yeah, Barack, kinda does. That's like making a speech about the Holocaust and saying that affirming Jewish lives matter doesn't mean that Nazi war criminal lives don't. Ridiculous. You wouldn't see this kind of nonsense if we had a black president. Oh, wait. Now, I don't know how this ends, and I can't bring myself to unrealistic optimism that cops won't continue shooting black people. but I know of five who won't. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from Warren Correctional in Lebanon, Ohio. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at his new address by directing it to Sean Swain, 243-205, Warren CI, P.O. Box 120, 5787 State Route 63, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. For updates on his situation, his bid for U.S. president in 2016, and more writings by Sean can be found at seanswain.org.